Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, we got a message in from Nigel about the traffic on the N4 in Emalahleni. At the Geduldbrug, there are traffic delays there in both directions, especially on the on and off ramps to the N4 highway.
The ANC's Secretary General, Fikile Mbalula, says the decision to reconfigure the party's leadership in Gauteng is not a punitive measure following the party's loss of support in the province.
It is a response to the need to ensure the ANC's organizational effectiveness.
And earlier, the national spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu Motsiri said the party is empowered by the ANC's constitution to intervene when its structures are not performing well. And news from Sudan, the UN's World Food Programme says it was forced to suspend operations in and around the famine-hit Zamzam displacement camp in Sudan's north Darfur because of escalating violence there, and the fighting is happening inside of the camp. I'm Madeline Frischer. More on these and other stories at 5.
Eredanus is 'n unieke impakbeleggingsmaatskappy wat opbrengste van tot 12.5% per jaar lewer. Eredanus bied beleggers 'n geleentheid om maandelikse inkomste te genereer, maar huidige opbrengskoerse is vir 'n beperkte tyd beskikbaar. Vir meer inligting aangaande beleggingsopsies, besoek Eredanus by eredanus.co.za of kontak Eredanus by 011-888-8604. Bepalings en voorwaardes geld. Eredanus is 'n geregistreerde finansiële dienste verskaffer. Eredanus, jou vennoot in volhoubare beleggings.
Well, we start off with a crunch match between England and Afghanistan at the ICC Champions Trophy that's happening in Pakistan at the moment. There's one man who's already looking with one hand on the Man of the Match award, Ibrahim Zadran. He made 177 of only 146 deliveries, getting his team to 325 for 7. So the English will struggle to get there. And at the moment, it's not going too badly. 97 for 2 at the moment. Full salt was already out. So Ben Duckett and Joe Root, the men doing the business on 38 and 32 runs respectively. On the local front, the big one between the Titans and Western Province, well, we've already had a massive one there. Luandre Pretorius looks like one for the future for sure. 120 of only 96 deliveries, helping his side to 261 for 6 after 45 overs at the moment, with the Dragons up against the Warriors. The Warriors are batting first in that one. 242 for 7 is the score with the Warriors batting, and the ITech Knights are also in action in the innings break there. They were bowled out for 249 with the 5 balls to spare. And Real Betis will have winger Anthony available this weekend for their league encounter against Real Madrid. His red card was rescinded. Gaston Serino, though, he won't be available to inflict pain on his former employers when Kaiser Chiefs travel to Attridgeville to take on Mamelodi Sundowns this weekend. Serino received a red card in the recent 4-1 defeat to SuperSport United. And Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis has heaped praise on an inexperienced squad after their back-to-back victories in international friendlies against neighbours Lesotho. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
I think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney.